It's time for the most exciting midweek mini of all time for Joanna and I. We are thrilled that you are here. We are so grateful for your support over the past almost 2.5 years of us doing this podcast. Today is a new day for us, and we're going to let the cat out of the bag on something pretty darn big.
We've been teasing this for a while, and I don't know why I'm like nervous. My heart is shaking. My hands are shaking. My heart is beating fast. This whole thing has been so exciting. This journey has been so crazy, and we would not be here without you guys. The absolute outpouring of love and warmth and kindness and community from literal total strangers across the world is the most incredible thing I've ever experienced. I could never in a million years have believed that we would have been at this place just 2.5 years later. Just, guys, I'm going to play you a clip from our very first podcast. I'm going to do it.
Don't
I'm going to play
it.
A clip from our very first podcast episode so that you can take a walk back down memory lane and remember where we started. And I'm going to paint this picture for you because you never got to see it. I was in my pajamas. Mary Ellen was in her closet. Okay.
Oh, yes.
And we had no idea what we were doing, but we had a dream. We had a vision. We
Passion.
Felt like this was God's plan for us and that it was the right thing and that literally every single piece of it came together. And like now here we are all this time later and it just blows my mind. So listen to this clip really quickly.
This better be a short clip, Joe.
So I would love to know what you have to say about your tip of the week and your thoughts on 524.
Well, before I get into my tip of the week, 524, I have to tell you, this weekend, I about died. I literally almost fell out of my chair because someone who is very dear to me, who shall remain nameless to protect the not so innocent. I was talking about travel hacking and she was wanting to get a card. And she said, "Oh, but don't be mad. I just opened an LL Bean card because I wanted free shipping."
No!
I said, "What did they give me? Free shipping."
Not free the free shipping. Shipping.
Oh my gosh. When I think of that, you could have $1,000 worth of travel for opening one card. You can leverage that for like $1,000 worth of travel. And she opened it for free shipping. It's okay. I love her. I love her. It was a teachable moment. But that is now
painful.
In her credit history, and it takes up a 524 spot. So
yep.
With her, if she wants to get into Chase cards, that's going to be there for the next 2 years. They're going to see that she opened that LL Bean card. So it's okay. And everybody has done this. Everybody has thought, you know, you get to the cash register and they're like, "Oh, you can save $50 on this purchase. You're pre-approved. Do you want to open this?" Sure. Why not? Like it has happened, right?
Happens I have to done it.
Yes.
Before I do.
But now we have learned, right? And we are sharing so that others can learn, right, how to be more aware of what cards you open and the value that you can get from cards, because there is so much value to be had. Okay, guys, so back to current day, present day, and we are still passionate about helping families travel more for less out of pocket. We're still enjoying and having fun. We're just two moms. We were literally 2.5 years ago, two moms who both realized we had a shared passion. And we also felt like our voice was underrepresented in the Points and Miles community because we are budget friendly. We are people who shop at Aldi. We are frugal. We are not people who have excessive amounts of income and extra income just floating around. And so we wanted to make a podcast for people like us. Now, enter October of 2025. Last October, guys, we are getting to the announcement because this is when I got an email. I pretty much am the one who largely checks our Wonderland on Points email account. And I got an email and I thought, this is spam. This is a spam email. I start reading the email from a very nice man, and he mentions a mutual friend, and that was Catherine Fan, who has been a guest on our show multiple times. And I thought, okay, well, maybe this isn't spam because he does mention someone who's been a guest on our show, a mutual friend, who introduced him to our podcast. So we are forever grateful to our good friend Catherine for introducing this man to our podcast. He goes on to say, and this, I actually did share about this, and Joanna did as well on our Instagrams, because it brought us such warmth when we read this email, because he said specifically that what he loved about our podcast, he said, most importantly, this is a quote, I will get permission to share this. I think the voice you bring to the Points and Miles community is something it sorely needs, something grateful, positive, frugal, something less concerned about having a glass of champagne for takeoff and more determined to stretch a dollar to make great memories. And Joanna's crying right now. You guys cannot see her.
I literally... I didn't expect to get teary because I've obviously read this email multiple times, but this, guys, wow, sorry. This is what we set out to do. Like, it's transformed our lives. It has helped us get to really important family moments. We have been able to help sick family members in times of need and go on missions trips and do all of these things with our families and make these memories that we would have never been able to afford. And all we want is for people to be able to do this too. And the fact that we are accomplishing that goal and people are learning from us and sharing that with us, nothing makes us happier. Nothing makes us happier than when you guys share trips that you took because you were part of this community and you learned something from us. And it makes me really emotional because we wanted our voices to stand out in a different way. We wanted it to be approachable and warm and not over glamorized and realistic. And I feel like we've done it and it makes me so happy.
This email was such validation for us that, yes, we are getting across what we were hoping to get across. And so the email was from someone who wanted to partner with us. And so we looked into it, and it was a real person. And so it is with great pleasure that we say that this episode is officially presented by Yahoo Travel. Yahoo is building something really special, a whole travel side to all of the incredible things that they do over at Yahoo. And they have decided that the voice of people who are budget friendly, of families that love Points and Miles, who are frugal, who want to travel more for less, they want to reflect that in their Points and Miles sharing. And so they have asked Joanna and I to partner with them to collaborate for a new newsletter. So Yahoo Travel is going to have a Points and Miles newsletter. You can sign up for it today. The link is in our show notes. And that newsletter is going to be sent out twice a week, and it is going to be authored by Joanna and myself.
Guys, we are so, so excited about this newsletter. It's called Why Wonder, and we are so excited to be bringing you Points and Miles tips, latest news, things that we are up to in our travel stories. It's going to be two newsletters a week, so we're not going to spam your inboxes. It's just going to come twice a week, and it just helps us bring you a little bit extra in the times where you're waiting for more episodes to drop. It will help us keep you up to date on things that are going on. We'll also be providing some basic ground rule tips and tricks, and we're so excited to kind of branch out just from audio and be able to get into the writing side of this as well. It is such an honor to be asked to do this, and we truly cannot wait. We really hope all of you join us over there on the newsletter. That would mean an awful lot to us if our audience would join us in this new endeavor that we're doing. And don't worry, the podcast is not going anywhere. In fact, the podcast is now presented to you by Yahoo.
That's right. So Yahoo is a presenting sponsor of this podcast. In our newsletter, we're going to have a curation of great travel articles that we see on the web. That's going to be in the newsletter as well. So hopefully you'll find it informative, helpful, fun, and everything that you hopefully have loved about this podcast, we will try to reflect in that newsletter as well. All right, guys, that's it. That's the big news. That's what we've been wanting to share with you for
it's been
quite some time
us.
Now.
Do you know how difficult it is to keep something like this inside for so long? We are so thrilled. Please join us. Please sign up in the show notes below. And make sure you guys head over to yahoo.com and browse everything that they have available there. It is quite a robust website. All kinds of things to see and do and poke around in. I know Mary Ellen's family loves Yahoo Sports. I know nothing about that.
Oh, yeah. We do some fantasy. We do some Yahoo Sports. You better believe it.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for being here. This was probably the miniest of all of our minis, but we really wanted to make this announcement and have an entire mini honoring this really exciting milestone. We hope that you will stick with us on this journey. Make sure you're joining us online, in our Instagrams, in the Facebook group, and we will see you here on Monday.
Bye, guys.
Thank you so much for joining us for today's episode. We hope you learned something new and feel inspired to plan your next trip.
Remember, we're travelers sharing our experiences, not financial advisors. So always do your own research and make informed decisions.
If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to like, subscribe, and follow so you never miss a Points and Miles tip.
We'll see you next time on Wonderland on Points.